What's going on, everybody? Big Yeti here from Ride With Purpose, and welcome to episode 9 of Throttle Talk. But before we get in this week's episode, you know what's going to happen. We're going to say thank you to our amazing sponsor, Jason Whitaker, the motorcycle lawyer. If you find yourself in the unfortunate need of needing a badass motorcycle personal injury attorney, look no further than Jason and his team. You can reach them at 877-BIKER-LAW. That is 877-BIKER-LAW. Make sure to tell them old Big Yeti sent you over. All right, now, yeah, it's been a second, man. We haven't done anything in like 3 or 4 weeks with the podcast and a good 2 weeks on the YouTube channel. So we're back at it. We've been busy, man. We've been busy. I've been going out shaking hands and meeting people and raising money and doing all sorts of stuff for our Some Gave All Veterans Honor Ride, which is coming up here in September. A big, big thank you to the Buckley Roadside Bar. So in our last episode on the YouTube channel on Ride With Purpose, we did a episode of a bike night takeover from Thunder Roads Magazine, Michigan. And Thunder Roads was very, very kind enough to call us up and said, "Hey, buddy, we want you to take over the 50-50 raffle and keep the funds from it." And I was excited and very, very humbled. I mean, what great people to do that. They're raising money for their own thing, and they decided to give us a night to do our thing, which was amazing. So a big thank you to our pals, RJ and Miss Allie for allowing us to do that. That was amazing. So we raised some good money that night. The winner walked away a little bit fatter in the pockets, and we were able to raise money for the Reigning Liberty Ranch and the Some Gave All Veterans Honor Ride, which I took the cash right over to Miss Becky, Sunday morning, Friday morning before I left. It was just really, really cool. So big thank you to them. And plus, on top of all that, raising money's great, right? But making the connections, man. And we made so many connections at that bike night. It was really, really cool. We gained, on the Facebook page, I'm going to say 30 new followers from that night. And then as well as handing out business cards and made some other connections with other business owners that are connected also with RJ and Miss Allie from Thunder Roads Magazine. And it was just really cool, man. This is what this whole thing is about, is collaboration. And you would be blown away by other creators or whatever you want to call us that we do here with the podcast and YouTube channels and the Facebooks and all that jazz. But you'd be blown away by how many people don't understand what that means. They think it's competition. And they are fucking dead wrong, man. That's why they're lacking. And not making any headway. You got to collaborate with these people, and not just with anybody, but you get to pick the people that you collaborate with, and you make sure that they are damn good people that follow your mission, follow your moral compass and everything else. And I am very, very blessed to have that in my life. And thank you to everybody for all you do for us here at Ride With Purpose. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without you guys. And there's too many of you to list, but you know who you are. Because of all that too, you know, again, we raised a little bit of money, which was awesome. We made some great connections. We ended the night high fives and all that jazz. And so they did this on Thursday. A couple days later, we had our first ever dinner ride. I shouldn't say first ever. Our first dinner ride of the year for Ride With Purpose. And of course, we were going out to Buckley Bar. So all this was planned before I knew that Thunder Roads was taking over that bike night. And so I met up. I think we had 11, 12 riders that came. Again, our amazing friends from Thunder Roads Magazine, RJ, Miss Allie, and of course, Dan, the Goldwing man, and another gentleman. I forgot your name, sir. I do apologize. But they met up with RJ over in the Midland area. They rode their asses all the way back to Traverse City and came to our dinner ride. They met us here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, which is our staple meetup spot. And we rode, it was a very short ride. It's only about 15, 20 minutes, but we rode to the Buckley Roadside Bar and had a great time. Like I said, there was all together, I think we had 14 people or so there, which blew me away. I thought, you know, that was 10 more people I thought we were going to have, to be honest with you. Being the first one, it never really goes very well, but it went really good, and I'm very, very happy about it. So thank you to everyone that came out for that as well. Great making more connections, but something magical happened on that day. Not only did we have a kick-ass lunch and, you know, some good laughs and met up with some other people and all that jazz, but the Buckley Roadside Bar took some interest in what we were doing. And so they wanted to learn more about about Ride with Purpose and what we do. And they donated $1,000 to our ride. $1,000. They wrote a check out. Bang, bing, boom. Here you go, big guy. Amazing. That's our very first gold sponsorship ever. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money. And especially for a small business. And it was just amazing. So thank you guys so much. You know, not to discredit anybody else who've donated, it's all important, right? I was just geeked because I didn't think anyone was going to donate $1,000. I put that out there just as a wish, and it happened. So that was awesome, man. That's very cool. I mean, from last year, that $1,000 was 8 sponsors. So from one sponsor, we gained 8. We're only doing $150 sponsorships last year, and which was awesome. We got a ton of them, but this year we decided to step it up. And we're going to see how it goes. And it's going well. Again, some of the, I don't want to say failure, but some of the lack of donations are coming directly from me, right? I'm not able to get out there like I was last year. I knew this was going to happen. And it is what it is. You know, again, we're not out here money, 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 money. But, you know, raising the money is important. But what's more important is people learning about Reigning Liberty Ranch and what they do for our veterans, what they do for at-risk youth. And that means everything to me. Like I said before, our last year's ride, we were able to get some new veterans that didn't know nothing about Reigning Liberty Ranch to partake in their courses and what they do. And they're still there doing it, man. And that was a win right there. I don't care if we didn't raise a dime. That was a win right there for me, and I'm hoping to do the same thing this year. Even if we just get one veteran to go out there and give it a shot, that's a win-win. Again, when you're dealing with veterans and their trauma or their need to give back, you know, a lot of veterans, they don't have any trauma. They came home, they're okay. You know, everyone has a little bit of something, right? But how they heal is by helping and getting out and getting going. And there's a lot of veterans there that do that. You know, so it's really cool. So this whole equine therapy thing I'm learning about, I got a really cool crash course in it last year. I got to be able to be, you know, a student for a little bit. And growing up around horses like I did, I learned a whole lot about horses that I didn't know. So to me, they're just big puppy dogs. And, you know, they kind of are, but they tell you what they need. And these horses, I didn't understand this either, but they soak up all of that anxiety and everything that you are doing, the rider, the person in charge, right? That has the master over that horse on that particular day. That horse soaks all that energy up. And when that horse is done, because they can only take so much too, they're done. And they tell the trainers, there's signs to know that, hey, I need some alone time, you know, and decompress. And once I started to read into this, man, I started to really understand all of it. And they're just magical creatures. And I relay a horse to the same thing for my bike. You know, my bike is my horse, right? My bike is my way of de-stressing and thinking through things and forgetting about whatever's going on in my life, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. You know, if I'm in a great mood and I'm celebrating, I hop on my bike. If I'm having a bad day, which I have lots of them, you know, I suffer from depression myself. And, you know, there's things that I just can't control that just happen to me. Some days I just have complete breakdowns where I don't leave my room. I don't leave my bed. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So, but I get on my bike and it all kind of goes away. And it's the same thing with these horses. And, you know, for a veteran or anybody who has any kind of trauma, you got to find your thing. Maybe horses isn't your thing, but, you know, our goal is to help you find that thing. You know, there's all sorts of stuff out there. We got We got the dog place that does that. And we got the tight lines for vets, and so tight lines for troops, excuse me. There's all sorts of different avenues you can go down. It doesn't have to actually be horses, and that's something that Reign Liberty Ranch talks about a lot. They're not here just to try to get you to come in and do all these things. Like, hey, give it a shot. If it's not your thing, let us help you find your thing. And that's the beautiful thing about them. And that's why I think we get along so well, because it ain't about us, you know. It's about the mission and helping our veterans. And that's the most important thing to me. And that's why I love Reign Liberty Ranch, because that's the most important thing to them. So they walk the walk and they talk the talk. And man, it's just good to have that kind of people, because there's a lot of people who talk the talk, but they refuse to walk the walk. So yeah, we are excited though, because this coming weekend, this is Father's Day, Sunday, Father's Day. What a great, beautiful day. Unfortunately, my little girl had to work. Little girl, she's 21. But she had to work today, so she was off and at it. But she got me a beautiful little Father's Day gift and a card. And I'm actually going to be using that thing tonight. So she got me these they're like charred oak cubes that go into your bourbon, and they infuse the bourbon. And yeah, she's a pretty cool kid, man. She gets me. So but yeah, this coming week, on Friday and Saturday, is Bike Bash over in West Branch, and I am absolutely thrilled about it, because it is going to be my first trip of the entire year, my first overnight, I should say. We've been all over the damn place, it seems like, this year. Doing things behind the scenes. Like, we don't film or podcast about everything that we do, because there's just certain things that don't need to be brought up and talked about. You got to put in the hard work to get the results, and that's what we're doing. But this is kind of a day off, if you will. Not really. We're still going to be out there talking about our mission and meeting people and, you know, doing all that stuff, making connections, because that's just what we do anyways. But I'm pretty pumped about it, man. I am absolutely thrilled to get over there. Brother Mook is coming as well, which is going to be a blast. And we're going to tent it. We're going to put our big ugly mugs into a giant tent and sweat our absolute asses off, which is going to be awesome, because it's supposed to be like 90 degrees one day over there. And I'm looking forward to it. But on top of that, we have another guy going over there with us too, Jason. We met Jason on the Operation Birthday Ride By, and come to find out that we all have a connection. Jason is also from Owosso, which is pretty cool. You don't really see a whole lot of people from Owosso, but it seems like I've met a lot of people in my little motorcycle world here that are from Owosso, which is really cool. So, but yeah. This coming Friday, June 21st, and Saturday, this coming Friday, June 20th, and Saturday, June 21st, is Bike Bash over in West Branch. It's the Ogemaw County Fairgrounds. It is 2300 Rifle River Trail, West Branch, Michigan, 48561, I believe. I can barely read this right now. But to get more information, go to www.OgemawCountyFair.org, and there's all sorts of stuff you can do. But man, there's a ton of music being done too, so I'm actually pretty pumped about it. So we have I do apologize, these words are very small. Waylon Hanel Friday night, and then Chi-Town as well, and then Saturday night we got the Rock Show and Raggedy Ann playing. So Friday, we have a hot pepper eating contest, loud pipe contest, audio competition, and live music at night. Saturday, the 21st, we have field events, bike show, and live music at night, plus a tattoo station, tattoo contest, and motorcycle stunt shows. It's going to be a ton of fun. And Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. is the Blessing of the Bikes by the CMA. All sorts of cool stuff. We got live music. Again, we got vendors. You can come for the day or stay all weekend. I am absolutely pumped about it. I cannot wait. It's just going to be a good time, man. I really kind of need to have a little bit of a break where I just go down and party down. So I'm pumped for it. I know Brother Mook is pumped for it. I know RJ and Miss Allie are pumped for it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all of our friends, man. So That's the best part, whether we sit around a campfire and tell lies, or you know, we go on a ride or whatever it's going to be. It don't matter, because we're going to be together and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm ready for it. So, but that's all I got for this week, guys. I do apologize for being MIA, but it is what it is, man. Till I get back to a normal working schedule where you know, I can do what I do. But things are going well. Life is good. Life is challenging, but life is good. And you know, that's the adventure, right? So, hope you all are having a great and wonderful and happy Father's Day. A big shout out to all the dads out there. Big shout out to my dad. RIP. Miss you, big guy. But that's all we got. All right. As always, ride with purpose. See ya.